So what have you found on your heart today,
Well,
Monsignor?
today, the first day of Lent, our Lord was taken by the Holy Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And once more, the devil comes to our teaching by the church. Church brings us to the devil's work is to take our souls from God. He showed up right at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis at our first parents as a serpent and beguiled and led our first parents into sin. His work is temptation. His work is sin. He wants to lure souls away from God. Our Savior, Jesus, was also subject to being tempted by the devil. And on the first day of Lent, we see that Jesus was led into the desert by the Holy Spirit, where he was tempted by the devil. And today, again, he turns up in the Gospel of Luke. And so Jesus was casting out a devil, which was mute. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb man spoke. The crowds were amazed at this. Some of them said it was cast out by Beelzebub, the prince of devils, that he was able to cast out the devil. Others, to test him, said and demanded to give us a sign from heaven. Because he knew their thoughts, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste. Any house turned by dissension on itself falls. If Satan is divided against himself, his kingdom cannot stand. Since you say it is by Beelzebub that I cast out devils, if I cast out devils by Beelzebub, by whom do your people cast them out? In such a case, let them be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out devils, then the reign of God is upon you." And so Jesus is power over the devil. The power that Christ has is from God. And so I thought I'd just have a little teaching on the devil today. And every one of us in our Lenten journey, you meet the devil every day. And one of the things about modern society is it has led us to believe that the devil does not exist. And the church teaches there is a devil. He was on the first pages of the scriptures in Genesis, and he is also on the last pages in the book of Revelations, where the devil was in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelations, where he did not obey God, and he was driven out of heaven. A simple teaching on Satan is this: that God created the angels and he put them to a test. What that test was, we don't know. But God created the devil, and God created the angels. When he gave them the test, two-thirds of them, is the teaching of the church, passed that test. They are the angels with God in heaven. Satan and his chief was Lucifer, led the charge against God and would not obey. What that particular commandment was has not been revealed in Scripture, but we know this, that the angels were put to a test, and Lucifer, who was a chief angel and a high-ranking angel, fell, and God threw him into hell. That was the moment hell was created. Here he was, created by God, was never able to change his mind. Angelic creatures are individual creations of God. They do not create and procreate like we do. Every angel is a specific creation by God. One of the great teachings on angels is that all of us have a guardian angel. Every one of us that's listening to me, you were given a guardian angel by God. Since there are 6 billion people and more on this earth, there are at least that many angels, for every one of us have a guardian angel. And there are far more angels than that. And then the devil, who is the fallen angel, is the head of that. Those angelic spirits are creations of God, and they hate God. And because they hate God, they want to destroy God's plan. When our parents, Adam and Eve, were tempted and fell by the temptation of the devil, the consequences were severe over our entire family. The entire human family has come under the power of Satan, has come under the power of sin, and has come under the power of death. That sentence of death, sin, and domination by Satan over all of us was in command and under his power until Jesus came into the world. And so 2013 years ago, we celebrate the entrance of the Savior into the world. He was God, the second person of the Trinity, and man. He was made flesh of the Virgin Mary. He was created and come into this world, his human nature, by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. And he became flesh, the second person of the Trinity. God became a man. He's a perfect human being, and he's a perfect God. He has those two natures. He is one person in two natures. That person name is Jesus Christ. He suffered, he died, and he rose. This Jesus, during his lifetime, was the Son of God. He had all power over the demons, and here he drove out this demon today. At the beginning of Lent, he conquered the devil in the desert. These devils now, all during this Lenten period, we're going to see, they're building up and building up against him. They hate Jesus. They hate him. And they want to kill him. They're the instigators of the people with lies, with money, with division. That's exactly what happened here. And Jesus says no house can be divided against himself, not even the devil. The devil is unified in his hatred of God. The devil is unified in his hatred of Jesus Christ. That day that we call good, he made his biggest mistake. The devil went right up against Jesus, our Savior. And they instigated his death. And that was his downfall. Because at the death of Jesus came our salvation, the cross. The power of Christ then was able now to conquer the devil, to conquer sin, for here was the Holy One, and he conquered death. Jesus rose from the dead. In that resurrection now, the devil's work was overcome by one man. He was the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Now he had no idea of the plan that God had in store. Stupid fool of a devil. Jesus then went back to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit on these apostles, and they baptized. His plan was to unite all of mankind to himself through the power of the Holy Spirit, and through water. Baptism and water unites us to Jesus Christ, our head. Beloved fellow Christian, you are Jesus in the world today. You have all power over sin and Satan and death. You are immortal. You are going to live forever. And the power that you have, pay attention when you pray today. Lead us not into temptation, because that's the work of the devil. And deliver us from the evil one. Who is that? Jesus, who is in you. Just as Jesus had power over sin and Satan and death, so do you. Now, maybe your struggle this Lent is that there are recognition of sins in your life that still are being offered to you by the power of temptation and your weakness. And Jesus is there. Where? In you and in me. At the depth of your being, beloved fellow Christian, is Jesus by your baptism. Jesus within you is crying out to his Father, Abba, Father. And this Christ has nothing to do with Satan, has nothing to do with sin, and will eventually in your life, when you live, you are called to live. And even if you die, you may be listening to this broadcast in your in a hospice unit. You are not going to die. You are going to live forever. Over and over again, the message to the dying is, you are going to live forever. If you have had a sudden death in your family, of a child, of your father, of your mother, of a family member, they are living. All of your loved ones, my mother and my father, they're buried in their graves in California, but they are alive. When they closed their eyes in death, when my mother closed her eyes on that January 21st day of 1987, she opened them up, and there was Jesus in her, and there was the Father to greet her, and there was the Spirit to welcome her. They are in the glory of eternal life. And so the devil has no more power over us. And all of us have great power in this life over temptation. Whatever is taking you away from that union with Jesus Christ is sin. And the Holy Spirit, during this Lenten journey, as you've been following us, can reveal to you those tumors, those wounds, those sinfulnesses, those pusses that take away the divine life from your soul. And as they're being revealed, they can be healed. The devil can be driven out. You can be delivered from the power of Satan, which is sin. He has this that he thinks is power, but not greater than Christ. There is in every one of our souls a head-on collision between the captain of life and the captain of death. Jesus and the devil are coming headlong in every soul. That's how precious you are. He is the captain of love. The devil is the captain of hate. He, Jesus, is the captain of light. The devil is the captain of darkness, and they cannot exist together. And Jesus wants to drive out from every area of your soul. He wants you to be pure of heart. Blessed are they who are pure of heart, for then you shall see God. Have courage, fellow sinners, and that's what we all are, because of Jesus. He is the Savior of the world. Through baptism, he has plunged himself into your heart. He is in you. The Father, the kingdom of God, is in you. Ever since you've been baptized, you are one with him. The struggle is against sin and temptation and the devil. And just as it was when Jesus went on earth, so it is with you. And all of us are being led through this Lenten season, through the suffering and death of Jesus, which is in you. You are being led to Calvary, through, with, and in Jesus, who is in you. His suffering, his death, his resurrection is taking place in you. Yesterday, I had so many people who came, and every day there's this struggle. This woman was lied about in her job, and she's losing her job as a teacher. And she had drummed up charges made against her. And I said to her, "Don't you see that you're Jesus today?" And she, it was so powerful when she was able to see that just as Jesus had stood before Pilate, some of you are going through the same journey. You are Christ standing before people who bring up false charges against you, who will lie about you, who will bring testimony against you that's false. The same thing that happened to him can happen to you. And some of you, it's actually happening to you now. You are at that first station where Jesus was on his way to the cross. How do you respond to being lied about? He said to Pilate, "I have come. I am a king of truth." And against the lies, I am a king of love. Against the false charges and hatred, he brought love. The power of love to conquer hate. The power of truth to conquer lies. As you journey, there are those who reject you, hate you. That's the kingdom of Satan that's coming against you. Within you is Jesus. He is the head of the kingdom of light and love. Our civilization is under attack in every family. And this can happen. I have now a husband who is committing adultery, and his wife is the victim of his infidelity. The pain, the suffering of being betrayed, just like Jesus. What happened to Jesus? Someone kissed you before the altar of God and promised, "I will be faithful for life." That kiss was a kiss of betrayal. Judas did that to Jesus. Friend, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? Is that what happened to you? Can you forgive your ex-spouse? Can you forgive this one who has been so unfaithful to you? It doesn't mean you have to continue to live with them. Maybe you want to. But can you forgive from your heart? All of us are going through the life of Jesus here on earth. That life is a life of love. All of us are being tempted with sin and Satan and hatred. And eventually, we are all going to die. Every one of us here today, 100 years from now, everyone is going to be on the other side of the truth of what I'm preaching. Because we are immortal. Your soul is going to live forever, and eventually your body will join that soul. But we are all going to live with God. And thanks be to Jesus Christ. He has conquered our enemies, which are sin. We've been talking about all of Lent, which is Satan, and we're talking about that today, on the first day of Lent, and today. There is a devil, and he is your enemy, and he hates you, and his work is temptation. That's the ordinary activity of Satan. Some of us who really don't even believe in him, listen to the Our Father. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And that evil one has really made a great deal of headway today, because he is principally what Jesus said he was. He's a liar and the father of lies. He has much to do with money. His name is Mammon, the Mammon of iniquity. It can corrupt. It has such a power. And as he said today, he's a divider. He hates unity. God is the gatherer. God is the unifier. God, through Jesus Christ, is going to bring this whole world of ours into harmony, unity, and peace. War, turmoil, confusion, violence, hatred are the result of Satan that has come into your heart at times to cast him out. He has come into your family to cast him out, to drive him out. He has come into our country. Can we cast him out? Absolutely. God bless America. We have come under the power many times of Satan through abortion, through pornography, through gay marriages. We have allowed ourselves to be entered into and fall by Satan. And yet God is merciful. God is loving. And God loves America. Our nation needs Jesus. He's our Savior. The world needs Jesus. Europe needs Jesus. South America, nosotros en el América Sur, necesitamos Jesús es el Salvador. Australia needs Jesus. Asia, India, China need Jesus. Vietnam needs Jesus. All the nations of the world need Jesus. And all of us are being assailed. England and Scotland and Wales. We are being assailed by Satan. He is the enemy, the chief enemy of humankind. That's who the devil is. He's the enemy of human nature. He hates us. He wants to destroy us. Abortion is the way he wants to kill us. Euthanasia is a way he's planning to kill us. He hates us. We are God's. We belong to Jesus. And we are going to bring that message of love and salvation to the whole world through, in, and with Jesus. He failed on Calvary to destroy Jesus. And he's going to fail today in you and in me in our day. When we come alive in Jesus Christ, we, like him, are going to announce just what he did today. If I have cast out the devil by the power of God, then the reign of God is here. It's here. We are that reign. It's in Scranton. It's in Omaha. It's in China. It's wherever we are, wherever I am. In him and he in me, that reign of God has begun. This all-powerful name, Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the dew after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name, Emmanuel, God is with us, beautiful Savior, living still in you and in me. The reign of God has begun today. Praise God. Praise Jesus Christ. Praise our Savior. And to Amen. Hell with you, devil. He's someone you can really tell to go to hell.
And take his little friends with him.
And he hates just to laugh at them, too. And there's another power that Jesus had when he drove that devil out. And so that devil that was mute, you know, there are times around you today when you might just want to exercise that power, when you experience his presence. In the name of Jesus and by the sign of the cross, I bind you, I chain you, and I silence you, and I send you to the foot of the cross. Depart from me, accursed one. Get rid of him.
Monsignor, the power of going to confession, reconciliation, that's so important in our lives, isn't it?
The major area where the devil is destroyed, because his work is sin. And when you come to be aware this Lent of what it is that separates you from Jesus, that's the kingdom of darkness coming into the kingdom of light by going to confession. To be able to cast that light into that dark area of your heart, whatever that might be. Yes, when you discover your sin, that's what limits you. Your jealousy, your judgment, your lust, your anger, your bitterness, your unforgiveness, that, bring it to the cross and ask God to forgive you that. That's the tumor. If you discover that you have a sin on your soul, it's like a woman discovering that she has a tumor on her breast. If she didn't see an oncologist, she'd be foolish. Her body is going to get destroyed by cancer. If you discover this sin in your heart and you don't go to confession and you don't get rid of it and you don't ask God to have this forgiven and brought through the mercy of God, through the cross, through the blood of Jesus, so that he now forgives this and you come more fully into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of God. And only the Holy Spirit can reveal that to you. As this Holy Spirit reveals, and hopefully through this Lenten journey that you've had with us, you have come in some way, and we've reflected on different sins and brokennesses that have brought you to this point. We hope as the journey goes on for the rest of Lent that you will come to know what those deposits of sinfulness are that reside still in your heart. And today, the responsorial psalm, and masses today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If you hear his voice today, and I believe the voice of God is coming to you, harden not your heart.
What would you say, Monsignor, to that person who is seeking and desires that so much, and they do go to confession, and they encounter a priest who would say they're being scrupulous, or they would be dismissive of the depth that person's trying to go to, because maybe they haven't received that type of insight yet on the power of the sacrament.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you go to a doctor and some doctor hasn't, you know, enough intelligence or knowledge to help you with your cancer, you don't stop going to a doctor. You know you have it. Get a doctor that's going to help you with that. And so, you know, there's other priests to go to and find one until you're helped. Yeah, I would say, and I'm so grateful that there are so many priests out there who would be aware. And that's what a priest is in the confessional. He's a physician of souls. You bring your illness to him and ask him to help you with this.
Any final thoughts today, Monsignor?
I really believe that all of us have to become more aware that there is not only God and the Holy Spirit, there is not only my spirit, but there are evil spirits that are opposed to us. And so many of us in the world today have failed to factor in, especially to my present state of soul and mind, that there is an evil spirit and that I am fighting against that spirit, as well as being aided by and helped by the Holy Spirit and my guardian angel. But there are the enemies of human nature that I have to become more aware of. God bless.